I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tomorrow is the 200th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth. And on tomorrow's show, we'll take a look at Darwin's legacy around the world. Today, for our GeoQuiz, we're looking for the name of a mountain with a historical connection to the famous naturalist. The World's David LaVallee has the story.
In 1834, Charles Darwin was on a voyage of discovery. He was aboard the HMS Beagle on its trip around the world. Darwin spent months in the region of Tierra del Fuego, the southern archipelago at the bottom of South America. In his diaries, he described going ashore, investigating geology, and collecting fossils. And he remarked on the dramatic landscape.
Early in the morning, we arrived at the point where the Beagle Channel divides into two arms. The scenery here becomes even grander than before.
That's Chris Anderson reading from Darwin's diary. Anderson is an ecologist based in Tierra del Fuego.
The lofty mountains on the north side compose the backbone of the country and boldly rise to a height of between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, with one peak above 6,000 feet.
Actually, the mountain rises above 8,000 feet. The captain of the Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, also noticed that icy peak in the distance. February 12, 1834, was Charles Darwin's 25th birthday. So in his honor, Fitzroy named this peak, the tallest in Tierra del Fuego, Mount Darwin. Chris Anderson says if you were to climb to the summit, you'd get quite a view.
To the south, you would see all the way to the Drake Passage, the sea that separates Cape Horn from Antarctica. To the north, you would see all the way to the Strait of Magellan. So on a clear day, you would have a pretty spectacular view. All around you, you would see white and blue from the glaciers and the snow.
All that glacial ice, deep crevasses, and foul weather makes it extremely inaccessible. British mountaineer Eric Shipton gets credit for first reaching the summit in 1961. Photographer Olaf Soot knows the mountain well.
Oh, yes, I've photographed Mount Darwin from several sides, actually, and from air and from the ground and from the other mountains.
Soot has photographed mountains throughout the Americas, from the northern Rockies to the Andes to Cape Horn. The images are collected in his book, Alpine Americas. He says Mount Darwin and its neighboring peaks are usually shrouded in clouds, but on one of his early visits to Tierra del Fuego, he was lucky to get an unobstructed view from the air.
It was one of those rare, clear days, and when I saw these mountains, I really loved them, and we knew that very few people had ever seen it like this. Even the pilot said that that was the first time in his life when it was all clear. So we got a lot of photographs.
Some of those photographs are posted on our website, theworld.org. It was more than the mountain that made a deep impression on Charles Darwin. Tierra del Fuego was home to the world's southernmost indigenous people, the Yagan ethnic group. The region has a huge variety of mosses and lichens, and it remains a pristine wilderness area. Ecologist Chris Anderson says it's where Darwin had some important insights.
Darwin was just overwhelmed by the grandeur of this landscape. Coming to a place where everything was completely wild, completely wilderness, had a sort of psychological effect on Darwin, and I think for the first time he realized that humans were animals. We were just parts of ecosystems, and we were influenced by this savage nature of wilderness. It sort of was a click in his brain that allowed him to make the leap that, well, humans could also be influenced by this nature.
The Beagle's crew named many features of the landscape in Tierra del Fuego, the Beagle Channel for one, and there's nearby Darwin Sound. When a massive chunk of ice broke off a glacier there and created huge waves, Darwin urgently called out and warned a crewmate to secure the rowboats on the shore. It was a close call, as the boats would have been dashed to pieces, and how dangerous our lot would have been, Darwin wrote. The next day, Captain Fitzroy praised Darwin's cool nerves and named the waterway Darwin Sound. It's within view of the lofty, ice-capped Mount Darwin. For The World, I'm David LaVallee.